There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Out of the gates, here we go. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up on today's program, of course, tonight's national championship game. Very slow week. Masters on Thursday, opening day, Major League Baseball. Adam Chernoff in an hour as sports betting is now legalized in Canada. It comes with some controversy. Ed Graney live from New Orleans in 2 hours and Colton Ost on the Masters. And Paulie, rarely does a game with that much hype actually live up to it. And I think Nance was right at the end. Not only did it live up to it, it exceeded the expectations and the hype. With how close it was throughout and the way that North Carolina said bye-bye to Coach K at the very end, that was unbelievable on Saturday.
Oh, the finish, all the shot-making and the drama down the stretch, and as numerous Tar Heel fans said afterwards, I don't care if they beat us the rest of the way. I mean, that is something, I mean, that will haunt Duke fans. They end, they can't go to the championship game, they can't win a title, and they beat them two in a row. Two in a row, they got them.
North Carolina has the ultimate scoreboard now forever.
Yes. Right.
They really do, unless Coach K decides to come back for another year.
Yeah.
Which, okay.
Yep.
I went back and watched the second half, and particularly, you know, the final, like, 4 minutes. It was 67 apiece with about 3.5 minutes to go. And so that's sitting at 134. The total opened around 151. You know, you need 18 points to go over at that point. It flew over.
Yeah.
It flew over. And then, like, you're exactly right. The shot making down the stretch. The manic three countered on the other side by the three-pointer for Duke. And then just, he is so unconscious, Caleb Love, in that moment, to actually have the onions to take that shot and to hit it with 10 seconds on the shot clock, mind you, gigantic.
He's a pterodactyl. The wingspan's incredible. The swooping drive in the gumming. How many times
did he do
that?
Isn't that impressive?
Yes. It's just like, what are you doing? Oh, it's an easy shot for him.
Yeah.
Where he's taking
up and
it.
Under, but from right. All the way. Yeah, it's
and
wild.
Impossible to block. You're right. And this is what some story here if they can finish their job tonight. But we also needed that game after the first one. I mean, that was just an impressive job by Kansas. But overmatched Villanova, and that's it was a scary performance by Kansas. I mean, it should have been an easier win because they just refused to pound it down low for stretches there and let Villanova get back in the game.
Right. Yeah, that game was basically over meaning the game was over and the total was over in the first couple of minutes.
Yes.
Like that for the zillion people that made the case for the under in the game. And by the way, Kansas only had 58 possessions. That was it. They couldn't miss. They were on fire the entire game, and that just like the in-play total got so high at some point. It's like, okay, this is not gonna. I mean, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. Villanova was completely overmatched, but now that's basically three consecutive halves now for this Kansas team where they look like they're the best team in the country.
Right.
Playing their best basketball now at the right time. Will that mm-hmm. continue tonight against North Carolina, who has been incredible for pretty much the entire tournament?
And then, well, Carolina now trying to make history, or at least tie the Villanova team in 1985 to be the only 8 seed to win it. They've won 11 of 12. And that turn, I don't know what happened, but the turnaround, remember when they lost to Pittsburgh and they were on the bubble? And at that point, they were 1-6 against ranked teams.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is the fourth time in the tournament they're an underdog as well.
Well,
the future tickets that are out there, people that grabbed them 90-95-1 before the Baylor game, one person while it was going on. I mean, this would be. You got other ones?
No, I'm watching that game on the couch, paying full attention to when they were up by 25. I'm looking right at North Carolina 80-1 when they're up by 25 points against Baylor.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, well, I already have them 32-1 to make the Final Four. I'm not going to add any more. And now certainly, I can go back and revisit that one. But our buddy had 96-1 right before the game tipped off.
Yeah.
And so he's staring at that ticket tonight going into the game.
Yeah. This is something. Well, so what do we do with Virginia Tech? How did they not make a run? They hammered Carolina and Duke in the ACC tournament.
Right.
And But Texas took them out in the first round.
Yep. I would also say that for Duke's part, down the stretch, man, the two missed free throws by Mark Williams.
Killer.
And then Keels goes to the free throw line, and they showed that replay a bunch, like should have been an and-one. Immediately, everybody on the broadcast crew shot it down. I thought it was pretty close to maybe an and-one, but I'm not going to really sit here and, moan and groan about it.
Well, it is in the NBA. Yeah, it is in the NBA.
No, I know.
That's right. Well, they were 5 of 22 from 3. That's one thing.
Yeah.
And Carolina made all the plays down the stretch. How about the no handshake? I think Moore was the only guy. But Duke walked. Wow, they were celebrating. Well, what?
You can't, of course.
Can't shake their hand? That didn't happen either.
It's a bad look after the no handshake from Chris Carwell and some of the other assistants when they went to Cameron and beat you.
That's right.
And that's why I had a problem with, Coach K at the very end, and I watched the entire press conference, to the media, and they're like, Coach K, tell us about... That's not about me, he said. Really? But you had a year-long farewell tour. And then when the assistants said Carolina did not pay you a tribute when they played at your place, so that's why they didn't give you handshakes, not about you. Come on. That's why people are so sick of the phoniness, and they're so happy to see him lose.
Right. I mean, I'll never forget with humans, but the Dylan Brooks thing is all you need to know.
Well, of course.
I told them, I never said that. Yeah, you did. He said, we just talked to Dylan Brooks. You lied.
You lied.
It's like, what are you talking about? Unbelievable. But we both had Kansas Saturday. I like Kansas again. I mean, maybe they do it again. This would be an insane run here if they can do this again. But you just beat your rival. You have so much, expend so much energy, and now a short turnaround. Now you got to play for the title.
Yeah, and
right? It's tough to know. I know Duke was able to do it when they shocked UNLV in 91 and came back to finish the job. But now you have to come out, regroup. You beat Duke. Okay, calm down. There's another game to play with the title. Well, meanwhile, Kansas had a scrimmage.
Well, that and, how concerned are you about the Baycott injury?
Right.
Now, he did say after the game, or I think it may have been yesterday, Baycott said, my ankle would have to be cut off for me not to play in the game.
Well, play, but will he be effective and compromised?
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's
right. He's an absolute beast down low.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Leaky Black, 24-1, first three of the game.
That was here.
Yeah, it was here, right.
24-1 for the first three.
How about that? Yes. His prop is 5.5. And he got that.
Yeah.
Will any player score 25 points here, plus 225? Yes, plus 225. Will anyone get at least 25?
Okay, well, how about that global prop that we had on Friday? Will any player in the Final Four score 21.5 points or more?
Yeah.
How many people did we have score more than that? Was it like four or five guys scored more than that?
McCormick was 10 of 12. Love had 28.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Carolina is, they got plenty of guys that can beat you.
Yep.
But you can say the same thing. I think Remy Martin's prop tonight is 12 points. I would actually look to the under, but off the bench, he's been awesome, in the tournament. He didn't have to be on Saturday against Villanova, but it's a really good matchup. And I mean, how many times would you say like an 8 seed ever going in is like this dangerous? An 8 seed, usually it's like a total underdog story.
Butler made it 1 year.
They were an 8,
They beat Pitt. Right.
But that was
lost in the, right. But it's true. Yeah, you know exactly right.
I mean, this team has been just, and that was awesome again on Saturday. And to take a, now here's the thing, and teams like need this every single year the way it seems in the tournament, or maybe it's just a, you know, a very easy talking point. They did escape UCLA. They trailed that entire game, and that was Caleb Love again, carried the team, hitting 25 footers, and they came back and beat UCLA in the final minute. But here they are tonight, now playing as an underdog. And I mean, if Baycott's affected with the ankle and he really has a tough time going, that is going to be a huge loss for that team.
They should be able to punish him down low, don't you think?
Yeah.
What Kansas did to Villanova, what they should do here. I mean, the bigs are so good down low.
Especially if they had that injury, yeah.
Yes, right. But the other thing, to go back to your point, I didn't buy in until the Baylor game. I mean, that's when it's, oh, absolutely they can win this. I mean, when you have a one seed down 25.
That was
what they did to Marquette.
Oh, yeah.
Because they won 11-12, but then the getting routed by Virginia Tech was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But what they did against Marquette to dismantle Baylor for 30 minutes, the meltdown, they almost lost that, the scare against UCLA, the win against St. Peter's, and then what they did over the weekend. But I think Kansas will be too much, and I just think it's hard. It's hard for kids to ask a kid now, okay, you're off all this emotion, you beat your rival. Short turnaround, now you got to take on Kansas.
We'll say this, Dan Bonner came on the show,
good call,
CBS analyst on Friday, and he said we're going to get North Carolina and Kansas. And it's going to be either a dream scenario or a nightmare scenario for Roy Williams.
And I'll go way over how many times they show him.
Well, by the way.
Did the wife cash 4.5?
It had to have. It felt like she was on the screen for a half an hour. But
yeah.
With Roy, I liked how emphatic he was with the celebration. It was good. Uh-huh. He was having a good time in New Orleans on Saturday night. He was letting it fly. I like that. But, I mean, don't feel sorry for Duke. I looked at the recruiting class coming in next year with Shire. They have like 5 guys in the top 60. I think 3 of the top 10 guys in the country going there next year. Plenty of NBA talent again. I wonder how long that's going to last.
It's a tough one. Good point. Yeah, they have scoreboard forever. Like, yeah.
They really do.
Yeah, we beat you to go to the final, to the championship game in the Final Four. You couldn't win your last home game for the guy.
They
beat
blew
you 2
him
in
out.
A row. Blew him out. Yeah, absolutely. Have scoreboard forever. That one's tough to take. It's like the Red Sox. Even if the Red Sox don't win another one. It's like the Yankees are part of the biggest choke in the history
of
sports.
Doubt. That's exactly what
even
it is.
Even if the Red Sox didn't have the sustained run after that.
Sure.
I mean, Red Sox fan has scoreboard from the, ah, we got 27. We're going to win 30 champions. Who cares?
I don't, yeah.
You have the biggest choke in the history of sports, and we won the World Series.
That's a good call. Yep. You're right. The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at the website, which is betrivers.com. I will say one thing about the total. What it opened up at 154 for the game tonight. That might be a bit high. Although both teams scored 81 in the games on Saturday because it is the national title game and, you know, nerves might catch up with them. Although the way Kansas came out against Villanova on Saturday, it was they were going 1,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it's like, let's keep the gas down to this shorthanded team right away and put them away.
Love the tempo.
And that's what they did.
Loved it.
Yep.
Great job.
All right, coming up next here on Follow the Money. It is a huge day for sports bettors in Canada, and with it comes some controversy. If you don't know the story, wait until you hear what's happening with pending future bets. We'll run down that for you coming up next here on VSiN. It's the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more. VSEN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. We love Wendy's, the official breakfast of March Madness. Every day, choose from the stack starting lineup, the breakfast baconator, the croissant, the sausage biscuit. Save room for the OJ. The perfectly seasoned breakfast potatoes. Make a fast break to your nearest Wendy's drive-thru. Pick up your Wendy's breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
So today is a massive day to our friends up north in Canada, specifically in Ontario, as a bunch of sports books will be opening up and it's becoming legal. So congratulations to everybody up there. It's going to be a huge day and an opportunity to do really well with all of the promotions, sign-up bonuses, with odds boost, that kind of a deal. Bunch of books and more with this coming up in about 45 minutes with Adam Chernoff, who lives there and he's live in Toronto today. But it does come with a little controversy, as last week, the offshore books up there, they announced that for those bettors with pending future bets, and oh, there are plenty, as you can imagine, and depends on what we're talking about here. It could be anything. It could be Austin Matthews to win the Hart. It could be the Maple Leafs to win their division, to win the Eastern Conference, to win the Stanley Cup. It could be such things as Jaren Jackson Jr. to win Defensive Player of the Year. And believe me, I know plenty of people, I've seen the tickets, who got down with us at huge prices for big bets months ago on that guy, and he's still alive to win that award. Well, they announced late last week that as of like 11:59 and 59 seconds last night, once it turned midnight then this morning, those tickets were going to be voided. So you needed to make a decision before last night whether or not you wanted to get a cash out on tickets that they were offering cash outs for. And some of them were, I don't have the, Covers has been all over this, covers.com. Adam works for covers.com. They've been tracking this thing like crazy. But imagine that. Imagine if that happened here in the States.
Sure. What a fiasco. The other thing, there's a flip side to that coin. Like if you had a dead ticket, like the Lakers to win the title.
Correct.
You'd still get
you're going to get your ticket back.
This reminds me of the pandemic when it was the divisions for the NBA and NHL. About some books that graded it this way. Other books said, no, they didn't finish the season. It's like, wait a second. I was screaming at people. Like, they are saying, like, the Golden Knights, others are saying, we are division champs. They're hanging banners. They're tweeting it out. What do you mean you're not going to grade that a winner? Oh, it didn't go the full. Come on. Ridiculous.
That was, extenuating circumstances defined to a T back then. And that's when everybody should have known all of the rules and gotten with sports books to find out exactly how stuff was going to get graded.
Right.
Because we had never seen anything like this before.
Yeah.
So.
Well, DraftKings, can't do DraftKings then with the player fantasy, right? That's out.
DFS is going to be out
now. DFS, yes.
For the time being. Maybe sometime down the road that can come back. But as of right now, no, I believe that's all going to be wiped away. Can't do that anymore with the legalization now in place today. But we have a buddy, we have a mutual friend who stands to win, or should I say stood to win, $100,000 to Jaren Jackson on Defensive Player of the Year. $100,000.
How low was the offer?
cash out what I believe was $2,400 from what he told me.
Okay.
Imagine if he wins that award. There's a week of basketball left.
Yeah.
He can still win it. He's like 14-1. That's an absolute, I've talked to him several times. He's just completely deflated. It felt like a donkey was kicking him in the stomach repeatedly. There's nothing he could do about it.
Well, it's not like I know, that's bad. It's not like he has the favorite, though. It shouldn't be. He shouldn't be.
Oh, no, I know
Gus,
that, but I mean, imagine for those who have.
Oh, sure. I'm sure there's plenty of people.
How many people do you think have Austin Matthews MVP tickets up there?
Mm-hmm. Celtics to win the division? Huge Celtic futures?
Yeah.
How about Smart? Someone probably has Smart.
Yeah.
Smart to win Defensive Player of the Year.
Well, with I'm specifically saying like how crazy they are about the Maple Leafs in that area.
Yeah. Well, they're not winning it, but that's.
But Matthews might win the Hearts.
Yes, he could. Sure. Absolutely. Can't wait to talk to Mr. Chernoff, too, running on all the offseason moves. We got a big one tonight. I think this is priced too high, Calgary to win the division.
Oh, so do I.
This is a big game tonight in Los Angeles. They are 3 points up with three in hand. They're 4 points up on Edmonton with two in hand. Now, the schedule's easy down the stretch, but all of a sudden now this is a little too close for comfort here. For the people that bet Calgary to win the division.
They are suddenly reeling, Paulie.
Yes, and a great job by the Kings. What a turnaround to rally and win that game in Calgary and still playing good hockey. Now, there was a stinker the other night when they were at home against Seattle. But Calgary has this West Coast roadie now, tonight in L.A., at Anaheim, at San Jose, at Seattle, then Seattle at home, VGK, Arizona, and Chicago. So a lot of winnable games for Calgary, but it shouldn't be this close. I mean, you're seeing 20, 25-1 on the Kings to win the division. I mean, it's too. I mean, if LA wins this, yeah, I know, I understand the game's in hand, but you're only 1 point back at that point.
Okay, I know what you're saying, and I have Calgary at 18-1 to win this division, but with all those games coming up that they should win, how many games that they've lost recently were they favored in?
Yeah, there's been, right at home.
They've had some bad performances now down the stretch.
Right. So several people tweeted in and emailed, and oh my God, look at the stretch coming up for the Kings. They can't survive this. May not make the playoffs. Yeah. What if they do? And they did. They did survive this tough stretch. And after this, there's a game to Colorado. But coming up, it's Chicago a couple times, Anaheim, Seattle, Vancouver. A lot of winnable games. The schedule's very easy on the back end for the Kings. So if they can get this one tonight and maybe Calgary stubs their toe again, this thing isn't over.
Well, do you want to say that Edmonton might be within striking distance?
There they are, yeah.
Okay, because, again, only two games in hand there for the Flames against Edmonton. Three is going to be the key there against the Kings. Although Edmonton making up that much ground in this amount of time might be a little bit difficult. But look, I mean, again, the Flames are struggling right now, and we've seen crazier things happen. It's also a big stretch here for Toronto.
Yep.
As the Leafs get Tampa Bay on the road tonight, then on the road against Florida tomorrow night, what's that total going to be? That's locking in at 7.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw 7.5 in hockey ever? The way Florida's going right now, they had a 7. What was it, yesterday? Went over the total?
Yep.
Scoring a zillion goals and not really stopping anybody. It's a perfect recipe. And then on Thursday, the Leafs get Dallas on the road. That's the three-game, well, they beat Philadelphia. Took them out in the third period on Saturday, but that's how they close off this road trip now.
Both teams have won 4 of their last 5. I would expect fireworks in that game. The Bruins have won 6 of 7. Columbus has lost 6 in a row. They just played. Boston won. A vicious beat on the total we'll get to. Oh, my God. It was a moose. But they're laying a big price on the road. And I would expect Boston to get it done. And St. Louis is taking on Arizona. That's a big price as well.
Well, and the Golden Knights, by the way, did what they had to do, right?
Well, they almost blew it.
Well, they didn't, though.
It was if you gave away a point there, my God, 2-0 in the third period. Stay out of the penalty box. And then the fluke goal that ties it for Vancouver, but they survived. Right? And they got the help with the Dallas loss later in the night.
Sure. So some major points picked up on the road trip. Seattle twice, Vancouver. And now they come back home for Vancouver, then Arizona this week.
Well, we said they had to do that. You have to win those games.
Yep.
You're playing bad teams. You had to win those games.
Do you know what it is for them next week? The Golden Knights go at Vancouver, at Calgary, at Edmonton. How big is that West Coast road trip? So it's, again, you looked, hockey, if it goes to a game 7 for the Stanley Cup final, June 30th they'll play.
June 30th.
Okay.
Yes.
Meanwhile, the NBA finals probably will be over with by early to mid-June like usual. Yep. But only 4 games tonight and no NBA, and the NBA takes off this Monday night every single year because of the national championship game. I respect that.
That is getting juicy. My God. Denver's now in first place by half a game. They don't have the tiebreaker. The big win yesterday. So this 20-1 with Denver to win the division can cash.
I saw Utah minus 390 before the game started yesterday.
You're kidding.
No.
Denver doesn't have a road game the rest of the year.
You're right.
That's wild. Utah, how about that game? Utah's up 16 with 7 minutes left. Hey, here's an 18-0 run like that for the Warriors.
No, I gave up tracking that game because it was like the same time as the final Duke Carolina, and Utah was blowing them out the whole time. I'm like, oh, God.
No. Yeah? Oh, this is so close. And it looks like Miami's going to get the one seed. Full marks after that sideline blow up. They had the big win in Toronto. They won at Boston. Things have changed, right? Oh, no one. Who's afraid of the Nets? No one's afraid of the Nets anymore.
I think we can finally all agree on that at this point.
No more tanking because no one's afraid of them. They can't defend. They only have two guys that can score. The bench stinks. Patty Mills has hit a wall. Curry's banged up. You're not getting anything from Simmons.
Durant goes for 55, and they were blown out.
Getting their butts kicked for most of it. Right. Many people said it, and they're exactly right. A little different ball game when Kyrie's got to play on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Now.
Game a week.
Sure, right.
Yeah.
Not in basketball shape either. I mean, they're going to be the 10th seed.
Hawks going to be scary?
It depends on the matchups. Yeah. They will beat Cleveland, if that's the 7th.
I think so,
they'll
yeah.
beat Cleveland, yeah.
Yeah. So this week again, national title game tonight, opening day, and the opening round of the Masters are on the same day on Thursday. So first week of April, we'll be jam-packed with betting intel from our experts. We'll have a breakdown of every golfer in the field, plus future bets and matchups from long shots, Brady Cannon, Matt Eumanns, and Wes Reynolds. Sign up today and get full access to VSiN through the start of the baseball season, the Masters, and the NFL draft for only $19. That's at vsin.com/draft. Can't wait. Awesome. Here we are. What a week. And we will continue talking about the NBA, even though there's no games tonight with the national championship game. The shortest shot on the board is now down to around plus 125 in this market. Details on that coming up next.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Golf season's here. Bet Rivers Sportsbook, your home for hundreds of golf betting options. A hole-in-one this week. One of the specials at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. I'll be on the no all week. No, actually, you have to play the yes with the Masters because it happens every damn
with the
year
hole-in-one.
On Sunday, right? All week long, place pre-tournament wagers to win money towards free bets. When your favorite golfer has a birdie, eagle, or better, download the app or visit BetRivers.com to take part in the biggest week of golf all year. BetRivers.com for details.
So the Spurs are now two games up on the Lakers, and they have the tiebreaker.
Yeah, essentially three up with four to play. That'll do it. Collect the jerseys.
The only question now is, I think, because LeBron did not play yesterday, he needs to play in two more games to qualify for the scoring title. And now Embiid went nuts yesterday. So right now, LeBron's averaging 30.3 points per game. Embiid is 30.2. Embiid has played in enough games. LeBron needs to go out there and play two more just to qualify. Will he do it?
Yes, he will.
I thought he was going to play yesterday.
Yeah.
Because they needed that game like blood.
Well, they needed the New Orleans game Friday night. And that went against them, too. When LeBron said that, that's pretty much it. It was a must win. And that was... But we were so excited to be on Spectrum and then... Home of the Lakers, and they can't. 16-1 comes in.
Well, they'll tell
they
you
can't even make the play.
It's got to be like the most disappointing season in the franchise's history.
Yeah,
it really has to be, and I think everybody there would admit that. And it stinks. And yeah, preseason favorites come out of the West, and here you go. And by the way, the quote from Anthony Davis after the loss yesterday. I mean, what could have been if I was healthy all year? LeBron, Kendrick, Nunn. That's what he said.
They never showed the potential. I mean, even
no.
When guy, I mean, it never. Never got to that point.
How about this? How about you say this? What could have been if we didn't trade for Russell Westbrook?
There it is. That's the big one. That was the stupid decision.
Uh-huh.
You see what Pope did Friday, too? Pope had like 35 in the win.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that trade was so bad. Everyone said what a horrible fit it was.
The second that it was announced, you're like, wait a second. What? Did I read this right?
Yeah. What was the one? They barely got in the playoffs. Dwight Howard, Steve Nash, Kobe.
Yeah.
And Gasol. Nash was never healthy.
Yep. That was, another I want to say, around 2013, maybe, something like that.
It got swept, I think, and that was right.
Barely made it. Anyway, okay. So now in some of these markets, after yesterday, the Joker is minus 360 to win the MVP at Bet Rivers. Is it done now?
Yeah.
Case closed?
Yeah.
Freak can't catch him?
Don't.
Okay.
Got it.
Joker's going to win the MVP. I would agree with that. Marcus Smart, plus 125 at Bet Rivers. I see him at another spot, minus 125 to win.
How about that? Not that long ago, 101. 101, 125 to 1. Odds before the season, Joker was 12 to 1 to win the MVP. Embiid was 8 to 1. Defensive Player of the Year, Bam was 14. Smart was 25 to 1, but as I just mentioned, he was 100 to 1 not that long ago.
Uh-huh.
Hero was 25 to 1 for Sixth Man of the Year. Ja was 33 to 1 for Most Improved. He's 560 in that range. Hero's, forget it, a monster favorite Sixth Man. And it's over for Coach of the Year, according to the odds as well. I never would have thought to bet this guy because they went to the finals. Monty Williams was 14 to 1.
That's what he was before the season.
Before the season, yeah.
And now he's minus 3,335.
Yeah. Going to win 65 games. Yep.
Yep. The rookie of the year, Barnes, is plus 250 or plus 225 now this morning at Bet Rivers. I do see him like a plus 175 again. Mobley coming back a little bit, missing these games. And Cunningham mm-hmm. remains around 7 or 8 to 1 to win it.
Pistons again.
Yep, 17-0-2 now.
It's a dog.
He has a dog going back.
Oh, what a run.
Did it again. And that total was not high. You see Halliburton, the stretch that he's on. Good move by the Kings.
Another great move by the Kings. Sure. Yep. It's juicy, my friend.
Yep.
Juicy.
I do see. So the Nuggets have a half a game lead now over Utah. I'm looking right now, Utah minus 162 to win that division. And how do they close?
Utah has Memphis at home tomorrow. Red hot Memphis. Who cares? Doesn't matter who's out for Memphis. They sat people against Phoenix and took them out, no problem.
Paul, they're catching 7 in that game now, and I made it a point on the show. I wasn't going to get involved with the first quarter of the first half. They did it again. They were killing Phoenix early in that game.
So they close with Memphis, OKC, Phoenix at Portland. So they'll get 2, but you don't know what Phoenix is going to do in that game. And they just lost to OKC, laying a big number, and they were blown out in that game. Denver has San Antonio, Memphis, and the Lakers all at home to close. Utah wins a tiebreaker.
I still think Utah wins the division.
Mm.
I have to find a way to hedge on Utah.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Well, tomorrow's big. How will they beat Memphis? Because if they don't, then I think Dallas can do it. Denver will beat San Antonio and the Lakers. And I would think they would take out Memphis, and Memphis with nothing to play for, and they would sit guys in second to last game of the year. The 3-4 thing is juicy. The huge comeback by Golden State to beat Utah. Dallas, great win yesterday, but they lost. They were blown out Friday at Washington. And the Warriors have the Lakers, Spurs, and Pelicans. The last two are on the road. Dallas is at Detroit, and then Portland and San Antonio at home. And then the East is just a hound's breakfast.
Oh, it is.
What's going on with the East?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have the two. Everyone has 30 losses, the 2, the 3, and the 4. And then Chicago and Toronto are tied. And then I can't believe you look at the standings, and Brooklyn's the 10.
How about the Celtics? 144 points, winning by a zillion again. Back on track now. I watched JVT's basketball show here on VSiN yesterday, Hardwood Handicappers. He had a guest on from Atlanta. And I thought, the reason why I asked you about the Hawks, I thought his guest brought up a good point. When he said when it comes to the play-in, the Hawks, they're going to play 2 games in theory, right, in the play-in? If they lose one, depends on what seed they get. But if they lose the first time, he said this team, if they have to play twice, odds are that they're going to play 1 really good game because that's who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You can't count on them for 2 really good games, but when they have to play 2, if that's the case, they will absolutely play 1 fantastic game, probably on offense, and have a really good chance to win and make the playoffs. And I would agree with that. I think that's right on about this team.
Well, depends where they are, though, too. If they're in that 9-10 game, you have a bad performance, that's it, you're done. Your season's over. But they have a big game tomorrow in Toronto. They also have to go to Miami. And maybe Miami has the 1 seed locked up.
Could be.
But Miami is a good team that even if they sit people, they could beat Atlanta. And then that game Friday night's big with Cleveland going to Brooklyn.
For sure.
Cleveland's got to get to 7. They have any chance. And they host Milwaukee on the final day of the regular season. I would expect Milwaukee, maybe, but you would think if Milwaukee would sit people.
So what is your current pecking order right now, top of the East? You go Bucks 1, Heat 2, Celtics 3?
No, Celtics head of the Heat.
Yeah.
Yes. But Boston might have to play Toronto. And Jaylen Brown's not giving it up, is he?
No, he did not. What's the quote there from Jaylen Brown?
Oh, no, what a mess. Yep. The vaccination thing we talked about last week.
Here you go. Here's the exact scenario.
Horford says he's good. Tatum says he's vaccinated.
Here's the quote from Jaylen Brown. Last year I missed the playoffs. This year, from a competitive standpoint, I'm excited and ready to play against anybody. As a vice president of the Players Association, it's part of my job description to protect our players' rights and our medical privacy, so you won't hear me commenting on my status or anybody else's. So if they're missing him, if he's unvaccinated and he can't play in Toronto, that is just a massive break for the Raptors. And I think the Celtics are still good enough to beat Toronto in a 7-game series, but it doesn't mean they're going to.
Well, I know. Yeah. God, that'd be something. And yeah, what that would do to the series, Bryce. The other thing is I would have the Nets way down. You can't take the Nets seriously.
That's where I was going with that. I mean, you
can't. I mean, Patty Mills. Oh, my God. The numbers on Patty Mills now. I mean, there's just, if you don't have Curry, who's going to? Fine. As Bill Simmons said, I'll give Durant and Kyrie 70. No one else can score on that team.
Right.
And the defense is atrocious.
Yeah, that's where I was kind of going with that, asking you to rank your top. And you know what? The more I think about it, if Brown is vaccinated, though, I might have the Celtics number one to come out of the East, ahead of the Bucks and the Heat. But you can't put the Nets number four even right now, can you?
No.
So that means that the 76ers would be ahead of Brooklyn. Are you comfortable with that?
If they would happen to meet, though, I would pick the Nets. I'd have to pick the. That's the other thing, though. It was a good. It's a whole different ball game when Kyrie's got to play on a regular basis now.
Yep.
When you're saving up all that energy and playing once a week, it can go off. Now you're not in basketball shape and suddenly, oh no, I got to play. What is it, Dustin? They're 0-7 when he plays 40 minutes.
Yeah. I honestly think the Hawks are more dangerous right now than the Nets. Trae Young's playing out of his mind again.
They toyed with them for three quarters.
They did. Again, they went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. They had the Bucks down.
Yeah.
They easily could have been playing for the whole thing against the Suns. What did I see? He's got like 19 games this year with 30 points and 15 assists. He's running away with that. Lethal. But what a conference. And again, we're just ignoring the Bulls, unfortunately. I don't think that they're going to.
Well, the record when they play teams with a better record, it's come on. Yeah. 2-19 or something ridiculous, 3, yeah.
But if it falls right for the Raptors and they can avoid Boston.
Sure. Nick Nurse is unbelievable.
Absolutely, he
great
is.
Great coach. Yep.
Yeah. I can't, I mean.
And the West is going to be phenomenal. Oh, Memphis winning all these games. Another first quarter, no problem.
7 straight.
Wow.
Doesn't matter who plays.
Yeah, key guys out, doesn't matter.
Yeah. FTM at vsin.com is the email here. FTM for follow the money at vsin.com. Up next, we will run down the betting action from the weekend. The bad beats, the upsets, all the line moves. That's coming up here on VSIN. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Oh, some vicious beats over the weekend. We'll get to that. Win Some Leaky Black here at Circa, the first three, 24-1. Cash that ticket. It's the same price tonight for the title game. Friday, Wizards money line, 3-1. Took out Dallas, routed the Mavs, 135-103. Grizzlies money line, plus 270. Sat people, no problem. Beat the Suns. Brentford, plus 850. Routed Chelsea, 4-1 in the Premier League. Norwich, Brighton, draw, plus 320. Leeds, Southampton, draw, plus 260. Man U, Leicester, draw, plus 340. And last night, Thunder money line, plus 850. Beat the Suns. No problem, too.
That was a one-point game at halftime. Suns laying, 14 in the game.
Yeah.
And they cover. I mean, imagine, betting alternate point spreads last night with the Thunder.
Yeah. Yep.
Destroyed them in the second half.
Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com for our radio and podcast friends. At Pauly Does Vegas on Instagram. Dan will have this up. The other day, we played the dog trying to play Frisbee, and he hands the Frisbee to a statue. This one's a little different here. This one's similar. He puts the ball in front of the statue, and he just waits. But what's the problem? Come on, pick up the ball. Let's go. What's your problem, buddy? He sits there and just stares at it. Like, hey, come on, I did my part.
Come on, guy. I'm ready.
I want to play
fetch with you right now.
And then he looks up. He's looking around. Like, what's this guy's problem? Come on. And he takes it and runs off. I'll try somebody else in the hell with you. And he brings it back.
Gives it a second chance here.
Like, what are you doing? Come on. Throw the tennis ball. Let's go.
Oh,
I'm ready.
That is tremendous.
The guy looks up at him three times. I couldn't believe this. The Islanders shut out the Rangers in the Garden. Look at Varlamov. He shut out the Rangers in each of the last four games at Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
He's only the second goalie to do that. Four straight road shutouts against a single opponent. 3-0 Islanders over the weekend.
Okay, and I got news for you. And we're getting plenty of feedback, by the way, on Twitter and on email. Anderson to win the Vezina.
Oh, no.
It's absolutely live.
Oh, come on.
We can break that down later in the week. His numbers are as good or better than Shesterkin's. I couldn't believe it.
We asked Eddie O. We didn't even have him on the list. No. What are the odds? I haven't seen the update. I mean, because I looked. I was concerned about Markstrom a couple weeks ago, and he was like 18 to Markstrom.
He's falling off.
Eight.
I'll double check. I think I saw 9-1 on Anderson.
No. About 10 games left. That's good. Look at that. This is great. Send in your tweets and emails. Best celebrity encounter. A cool encounter you had. Somebody you got to meet. You couldn't believe it. At VSiN Live. Tweet at us or email ftm@vsin.com. Look at you, Friday. Cranston and Paul.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad crew.
Yeah, they were in downtown Las Vegas, so they are now pitching a new brand of tequila.
What a great shot.
It turned out well. I'm very happy with it.
Who took the picture?
It was a random person at the restaurant.
You got to get a picture and shoot the breeze if you bought a bottle.
Bought a bottle of tequila, go down there.
That's a good trade.
Let me tell you this right now. Those two guys, they gave everybody 2-3 minutes of time.
Really?
No matter what. It was incredible. You could have sat there and talked to them for that, no problem. Super gracious. Dominated the room, jovial, the whole thing. So, I mean, by the way, we could probably interview these two guys for all 3 hours, one show, one day if they ever came in studio. But what do you say is a fanboy moment? Hey, so I walked up and I just told Cranston I'm a rabid anti-dentite. And so he laughed and he shook my hand. And
converted so I thought that was Judaism for the jokes.
Yes. Yeah. Can I get a stickle of fluoride? So that I think broke the ice pretty well. But then I don't even want to talk to him about the show. And I said, look, you guys have heard everything about the show 7 zillion times.
Sure.
But what do you think about what I told him next? I said, what you must be most proud of is the way that you finished the show compared to, and I couldn't even finish my thought. And Aaron Paul goes, compared to how they can't stick the landing. And I said, bingo. And he goes, yeah, just the directors knew what they were doing, man.
Yeah, good point.
They hit it out of the park.
Yeah, it's hard to, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well said. Well said. Good job. Tweet at us or email, too. Best encounter you had. Lose some. Wizards, Mavs under 220 to 216 on Friday. 135 to 103. It's Friday, Suns 2.5 up to 8. Lost in Memphis. And look at this. Aaron Running was all over this line move. A 15-point move on a total in the NBA. Clippers, Bucks, 232.5 down to 217.5. Why? No George, no Jackson, no Batum, no Freak, no Middleton, no Lopez. 153, 119.
Oh,
are you kidding? Yeah, the Clippers had like 107 in the third quarter. Oh.
15 points of closing line value with a total, and you never had a chance.
Never had a chance. Nope. That's right. Volume up. Number two, Dan, you're working hard today. This Husky doesn't want to go anywhere. This Husky says, give me the ball.
Come on.
I'm good. Is there more?
Wow.
Every time she pulls the rope, it's like, it's like that. It's like the bulldog. I didn't know a dog could make that noise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When he wants to play with the neighbor dog here. There it is, Huskies. They're the best. He's having none of it. There it is. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. This is the actual video, lose some, of the woman who set the world record for chicken nuggets. She ate 19 in a minute. And those are not your little, those are some big fellas right there.
Yeah.
Putting them down, it just has the water to wash it down. There's the video of her putting down 19 in a minute for the world record.
Those are like the jumbo size nuggets.
Yes.
Okay.
Healthy portion.
So 19 is a pretty good number. I thought we're talking about the little ones that are like this that are fried that you can eat 7 at a time in 2 seconds.
No,
I mean,
the real deal. Good for her. That is, that's tough to watch. But like 5 at a time right there.
Costanza
with the shrimp. How many can I get in my mouth?
Yeah, right.
That's good. And I thought this was interesting on Twitter. Real Kid Poker, Canadian Daniel Negreanu, one of the best poker players ever. They were going, one of those Twitter accounts, Jesus, that goes back in history and shows the good old days of Vegas.
Okay.
They put up the Glitter Gulch. We used to be, and Derek has the gal here hanging at one of the bars. The statue, rather. But this is, the only place I've been drugged was at the Glitter Gulch. Somehow made it back to my room at Binion's, barely passed the door, puked all over the walls, and laid it all over me. Fun times. The good old days.
Did you ever make it there?
No, I never went.
Oh, I did.
Oh, yeah? How about that?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
It's actually not bad.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, bad for the Bucks yesterday. The Nuggets from 3 up to 6. No problem with the Lakers. Friday, Nuggets, T-Wolves over 233 up to 242. That was 136 to 130. Friday, Celtics, Pacers over 221 up to 227. 128 to 123. Rockets, Kings over 232 up to 235. 122 to 117. Friday, Lakers, Pelicans under 234 down to 230. 114 to 111. Duke, Carolina over 149 up to 154. 81-77. Some horrific beats over the weekend. Saturday, the Jazz were laying 2 or 2.5. They're up 20. They're up 16 with 7 minutes left. 18-0 Warriors run. Like all 3-pointers.
All of them.
All of them.
Six in a row.
Bam, bam, bam.
Did you see the look on Donovan Mitchell's face? He was almost in tears after the loss.
Oh, yeah. They are going out in the first round, and Mitchell can't stand Gobert, and I don't blame him.
Yeah,
I gave him COVID and all that stuff. I mean.
Okay, so I saw a tweet today. Ingles passed the ball to Rudy Gobert 180 times this year. Mitchell has passed the ball to Gobert 151 times. Ingles has been out for 2 months.
Ah, there you go. They don't like each other. Warriors were 16-1 in play. They had been 0-432 when down 20 with 8 minutes left in the last 25 years. There you go. Saturday, Cavs, Knicks over 220.5 or 221. All you needed was 36 points in the fourth quarter. You couldn't get it. They had 33.
Absolute killer.
Come on. Yep. And Grizzlies, Suns under 229, bet down to 226.
That got me.
69 points in the fourth quarter, 20 in the final minute. What were they doing? The Suns are down. It's like watching a college game.
Yeah.
Guys need a three. The Suns would just lay it in and then foul.
Mm-hmm.
And then lay it in. It's like you're not doing anything. You're down six. What does that do?
Mm-hmm.
Lay it in, foul. Lay it in, foul. 20 points in the final minute. Saturday, the Devils plus 130. They led 6-2 in the third period. They lost to Florida. They were 309-1 in history. Went up four goals at any point. Lost 7-6. And Saturday, the Bruins Blue Jackets total was 6.5. It was 2-2 with 4 minutes left. The Bruins scored to go ahead 3-2. Two empty net goals. One with 6 seconds left. 5-2 final. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more, betrivers.com.
Great job with win some, lose some. Yeah, that Devils lost 6-2 like that. And then the Suns total as well really got me over the weekend. Also, the first hour brought to you by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check the website, betrivers.com, for full offer details and rules. Up next, good friend of the show, Adam Chernoff, is going to join us. He is live in Toronto, and he will provide us with a total lowdown on a massive day for sports betting in Canada. So what happens to people who had future tickets on Auston Matthews to win the Hart? He will explain coming up next.
Bet Rivers.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.